It's Monday, the second day of March in 2020. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
And Lord have mercy if I don't understand classical music. I certainly don't understand opera. However, the one coming up with Opera Fayetteville.
Sounds so cool. In fact, shortly after you and I are done here, I'm going to be talking to them for a show later this week.
Excellent.
But give me, so you're going to be my prep. What should I know?
Here's the thing. Tamara Ryan, who founded Opera Fayetteville 9 seasons ago, sings in Boston. She has great reviews from, like, the Boston Globe. The music director, Chris Frisco, has worked all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
He has great reviews. So the soprano in this upcoming show is Esther Maureen Kelly, who leaves from here to go sing with Opera Saratoga in upstate New York. Ben Edquist, who is one of the male leads, goes on to the New Orleans Opera to sing in the Magic Flute, and then plays Anthony and Sweeney Todd with the Des Moines Metro Opera this summer. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the reason that this is accessible. It's a story a whole bunch of us are old enough to remember.
Mm-hmm.
This is an American opera in English about a guy named Jim Thompson, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam.
Right.
The longest held prisoner of war, 9 years. And the conflict of the opera is that by the time he gets home, his family has moved on without him.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are two sets of characters, his wife and Mr. Thompson as young people, and his wife and Mr. Thompson as older people.
Yeah.
So that's why I say half of the male lead, half of the female lead. You can't say that this one is scary. You can't say that this one is. I mean, it's going to be emotional and it's going to be dramatic,
right,
particularly if you lived through any portion of the Vietnam War. But it's in English and it's a story.
Right. And, you know, the classic canonical operas are fine, whatever. But they're not in English, and they are of fantastic stories, Faust or whatever.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But this is real life.
This
and so
is
it's a
real
different
life,
kind of.
And it's a very different kind of opera. And several people, I talked to all four members of the cast. I don't know if that's the right phrase for opera.
Sure.
I guess they're members of the cast.
Sure.
And all of them said, this is something real. This is living, breathing opera, not the classics.
Sure.
This is something that's alive and
tangible. Not that the other operas aren't tangible. That's not what I'm saying, but it's just different.
It is.
It's more contemporary.
And I think that people will be really moved by it, but also really love it. Two shows only, so don't mess around. Mm. It's called Glory Denied, by the way, which is the perfect title for a lot of things about the end of the Vietnam War. 7:30, March 6th and 7th at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $30, and you can find out more at operafayetteville.org.
That's Friday and Saturday nights.
Right. And I'm going to skip to next Saturday to give you a list of things to get ready for.
So you're talking Saturday the 7th?
Yes.
Okay.
A Victorian wedding opens at the Rogers Historical Museum in the Hawkins House.
Mm-hmm.
It's Super Saturday with Jubilee Music at the Fayetteville Public Library at 10, or 10:30 rather. It's the Cane Hill Kite Festival. Will it rain? Will it snow? Will Ooblet come out of the sky? Who knows?
Right.
Noon until the last kite comes down in Cane Hill. I think their rain date is the next Saturday. Last year they had to cancel.
Because it just kept raining.
Yeah. But it's always fun to watch. It's free to watch. It costs $1 or $2 to fly. They have kites for sale. So you can start doing the non-rain dance now.
Right.
And there's a program at the Shiloh Museum that I'm working on a story about, and I'm a little intimidated.
Okay.
It's called Facing Hard History, Racial Terror Lynching in Washington County.
Yeah. I'm glad they're doing this, though.
This is important. It's a program memorializing enslaved men who were executed by lynching in Washington County in 1856.
Right. And this is history that most counties would rather not bring up.
and history that I had never heard until I got this press release.
There's the reason. I mean,
so
Chambers of Commerce, I mean, it's not the first thing you go to, right?
So this is worth knowing and learning about. And among the questions that I've asked are, what was life like for enslaved people in Fayetteville?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we only have a picture in our heads of life on the plantation. What was it like here? And so hopefully we'll all learn something. That is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then the Fort Smith Symphony performs at 7:30 Saturday, The Sounds of Power, with composer Rocky Reuter and 17-year-old pianist Maxim Lando, who is super cool, and you're going to love it. And tickets start at $25.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.